This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I think we're going to do this segment, and I've been working on this. I want to call it rapid fire, and it's things that catch my eye. They don't necessarily mean, you know, they don't mean we need to do a segment on it. It's certainly not an entire show. And the only reason why it's difficult to do is because I don't see things just for like what it is. I don't want to just go, oh, a Tesla car caught on fire. It did, but there's a bigger meaning behind it. It, by the way, we can start there with rapid fire. There was a Tesla car caught on fire. You know what caught my eye? Not that the car caught on fire, but here's what I can tell you. I don't hear often about cars catching on fire unless they're electric. Now, maybe it's the, you know, the dirty energy guys that are saying, look at another electrical engine fire, another electrical car fire. Maybe it's that they're bringing it to the surface. But I don't think it is. I think there's just a lot of them. And I watch videos of them, and they are amazingly explosive. I'm talking about when these things go, I'm not talking about a Hollywood, you know, the guy walks away. I'm talking about when it starts to burn, there's no putting it out. And in this case, what caught my eye was it took 36,000 gallons of water to extinguish this burning Tesla. Now, they didn't have to say it was a Tesla. It could have been any electric car, but they did because they want to pick on Tesla because Tesla's not, you know, toeing the line with Joe Biden and the whole green energy thing. And Tesla, of course, now owns Twitter, which has been converted to X, and he's a free speech guy, so they don't want to give him any credit. So any electric car fire, especially a Tesla, is going to get a lot of attention. But here's what gets me about these, and you've heard me talk about these quite a bit. If you're in a car fire, a wreck in a car, an electric car, you're probably going to die. It's probably going to burn you to death. If you can't get out of the seatbelt and open the door and that car catches on fire, there's no... Let me put it out. I don't care what extinguisher you have in your car. You're not putting it out. I've seen enough of those fires to know it's going to burn, and it's going to burn down to the rust. Okay, it's going to burn it to the metal. There will be nothing left of that vehicle. But 36,000 gallons of water is what it took to put that car out. And how many? I haven't done a study. It's unofficial. But how many cars that burn that are electrical? I've heard that you can get electrocuted if the car ends up in a certain mode, that they're afraid to go up and touch it. And, of course, if it's wet, with that kind of battery power, you know, you're toast. So it does make you wonder, what is going to be the change in all of this? How many bodies is it going to take to get burned before these people go, whoa, man, these electric cars, we got a problem here. Houston, we have a problem. I don't know. Anyway. Quick hit, rapid fire, ironically talking about Tesla fires. Here's another one. Nikki Haley says she pardoned Donald Trump. And when I saw this title, this headline, I said to myself, this is why I can't stand Nikki Haley. This is why I can't stand these so-called Republicans. What we know is rhinos. What are you going to pardon Donald Trump for? Please answer me that. The man hasn't committed a crime. But you say, I'm going to pardon him. So you're going to pardon an innocent man. Well, congratulations, Nikki. Playing politics. This is all this is about. And here's the thing. It's stupid politics. I don't know who runs her campaign. I wouldn't help Nikki Haley if you put a gun to my head. But I know this. Whoever's running that campaign, keep it up. You're crushing her. You guys heard me talk about the stupid answer she gave on the Civil War. The only thing I would add to that, and this is somebody else that made this comment, I don't want to take credit for it, but one of my buddies said, I would have added, let's talk about the Civil War going on today that's being waged by the Democrats. Well, I'm happy to talk about the one from the past, but we've gotten past that. Just talk about the one happening today, the one against white people, the one against black conservatives, the one against women, actual women, the war on women. that's being fought by the Democrats and the leftists that's allowing men, transgender men, to become women. Let's talk about those civil wars. The war against our youth, who want these youth to not enjoy their youth, but to feel as if they're oppressors because of their birthright. That's civil war. I agree. I could have added, I mean, I added a bunch of the other stuff, but my buddy did bring up the idea of the civil war that's currently being fought. That's what Nikki could have done. But instead of focusing on the, oh, pardon Donald Trump. Now, okay, is she thinking, well, that'll appeal to Trump's base. You're not going to appeal to Trump's base when you say, I'll pardon him when we don't think he's guilty. How stupid is that? So what does she do? She's appealing to the left by trying to act like she's placating us. Because what she's saying is, look, I know Donald Trump is guilty of January, but I understand that maybe it wasn't as bad as we think, so I'm going to pardon him. Well, Nikki, first of all, you ain't going to be president. So the idea that I'll pardon a guy who's probably going to be president, who I'm running double digits behind in any race. Oh, but Kevin, she's gaining ground in New Hampshire. New who? New what? Okay, let's just say for the sake of discussion that she were to win Iowa. Do you know who's been president after winning Iowa? You know who lost? Ted Cruz? Hillary Clinton? I mean, they're winning Iowa. What? That's like winning the Miss Tuskegee, you know, I don't know, pageant. Well, name it, Miss Tennessee. Well, that's actually too big. Iowa. When has Iowa set the pace for what America's about? Or New Hampshire? It only turns out those are the first two states where we hold these elections. You know, these primary elections. Big deal. But here's the other bad news for Nikki. She ain't winning either one of those. And you know what's worse for her? When she goes to South Carolina, she's going to get her butt kicked in her own state. And it's over. It's been over. It's over for DeSantis, it's over for Nikki, because it should have been over for everybody. And Nikki Haley should stop making stupid comments. Donald Trump actually, here's another quick hit, a rapid fire, he actually commended Vivek Ramaswamy. He says, this is a guy standing on principle, at the very least, he's not down-talking me. Run your campaign, Vivek, but be deferential to those before you. He may very well believe, I don't think he does, but he may very well believe himself to be the best candidate for office. But he's not downing Donald Trump. He's saying, if we're going to do anything, let's build on what Donald Trump has done. And it may seem braggadocious for him to say, I'm going to, you know, I'd have a place in my administration for Trump. Fine, but at least he's deferential. We got a lot more to talk about. That'll do it for our first rapid fire. Not too bad.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You had time over the holidays to recharge your energy sources, replenish. Maybe even sharpen your swords a bit, right? Rearm yourselves, you Judeo-Christian soldiers. I don't think we run on batteries. I use that term a lot. We recharge our batteries. I don't think we run on batteries. We run on the energy of the earth. And some would even say the energy of the Lord, right? That's what we run on. We run on this. There's nothing that can deplete our power. It's endless. Democrats are the ones with the rechargeable batteries. Most of them have NiCads, you know, old technology batteries that would erode. Yeah. And here's what they did. They busied themselves stealing power from you in order to recharge their batteries. They plugged into your grid while you were hanging out with family and friends and celebrating the birth of baby Jesus and a host of other things. Maybe bringing in the new year with family and friends and fellowshipping with people that think like you. that have no agenda, that only want to do right in the world, that looked at the new year with the same vim and vigor that you approach everything. The spirit of just goodness all over you. You're just soaked in it. You're a little syrupy. I mean, and that's what you were looking forward to. Despite everything that you face, despite, in many cases, I'll speak for myself, having one of the worst years financially, you still remain optimistic. And all of their efforts, while you were celebrating and looking for that thing in the Constitution and that God-given thing that you already know innately to look for, which is the pursuit of happiness, while you were doing that, Democrats were plugging into your grid, trying to zap your energy and zap your power. Criticizing you, calling your names, and they were preparing for war yet again to demoralize. To have you going, oh, you know, just zapping you of the zest to live. And here's what you can expect in the form of attacks this year. You ready? They're going to try to demoralize you again. They're going to be cause of racism to you. You racist. Homophobes. You xenophobes. Toxically masculine. Or if you're not that, you're a subservient female to the male patriarchy. They're gonna come at you with all the nonsense from the previous year, the previous decade, the previous century. They're gonna bring up women don't get paid as much as men. Black people are depressed. No, they're oppressed. Hispanics are being separated from the children at the border. I mean, they're gonna come at you with the biggest crock of nonsense. And then they're going to do one thing further. They're going to give you names. They've already given you names. They call you election deniers. They call you climate deniers. They call you anti-vax. They call you anti-science. You don't like science. So what? You're a scientist. You don't like scientists. So what? You're black. You hate black people. So what? You're a woman. If you're a conservative woman, you hate women. Now, I've already given you, I've gone over multiple things where we've proven these. Who hates women? The people that let Harvey Weinstein do what he did? The people that let Jeffrey Epstein do what he did? Who hates kids? The people that let Jeffrey Epstein, have a pedophile island? Who talks about science? I went over COVID with you. Really? You want to talk science? You want to talk a justice system when Hunter Biden can do whatever he wants? And many others, we've gone through this. I'm going to talk more about climate science and these because, you know, if you're a climate denier, well, I mean, you're participating in genocide. How dare you think that climate change is just weather? I don't know about you, but weather is consistent. It's always the same everywhere. I mean, I get what they're mad at me about, pointing out that it seems to me, and I don't know, maybe I'm just delusional, but earthquakes happen. Hurricanes are cyclic. I've seen it. Tornado, there's a season for it. It's rare that the tornadoes happen in the winter in Texas, for example. They sure happen during the summer or during the spring. You know, but you know, far be it from me, you know, to inject logic into the equation, because let's face it, there's climate science out there that defies my common sense. It's funny, I don't know if you notice this. When there's an earthquake, there tends to be a tsunami somewhere. It's a funny correlation. There's this thing, it's called hurricane season. Yeah, I know, hard to believe. So, what I'm telling you going from last year to this year, people, is this. Nothing's changed. The Democrats are going to continue their lies. They're going to protect the democracy while they destroy it. They're going to try to convince you that their lies and deceit are for the greater good. And it's, well, for our own good. Don't you know this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? Everything they do is, everything I do it for you. Look into my eyes. Who sings that better than I just sing it? Was it Brian Adams? Everything I do it for you. That's what the Democrats tell us, man. I mean, with the Democrats on your side, who needs God? There's a show I was watching. I think it's called Altered Carbon. And rich people can live forever. They put this module in the back of your head, and it's your essence. And as long as that module doesn't get crushed, you know, then you they can take it out and put you in a new skin. That's what they call people, skins. And rich people can live forever. And this one guy, he has amassed the most money ever. I mean, he's got a home that stretches up into the clouds, and he doesn't even go to Earth. Earth is for the sodomites. And at one point they say to him, he says something like, well, if you can live forever, somebody says, if you can live forever, why do we worry about God? He goes, you shouldn't. You don't need him. Hollywood is telling you exactly what leftism is about. It's to replace this idea that you need this higher power. And it's funny because if you watch the show, you could live forever, but people say, why would you? Why do you want to? One of the interesting aspects of that show is where people, these elites all were at a party, and they said, we need to really understand each other. Why would I want to hurt? Why would we hurt each other? We're going to be friends for multiple lives. We've got to get along not just for 20, 30, 40 years. We got to get along for infinity. What a concept to consider. But let me pivot back because I want to talk about the left protecting us. They're protecting us from Donald Trump. And the ends justifies the means. And just because we're too stupid to know that we need that protection, well, that's on us. It's on them to protect us from ourselves. So that's why they got this Georgia election cheating that we're talking about, this 2020 cheating that we're talking about in these J6 revelations. When we come back, we're going to talk about how they protect us from climate.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA News Update. Maine's Secretary of State says she remains focused despite recent reporting about death threats made against her.
We have received threatening communications. Those are unacceptable.
This comes in the wake of her decision to drop former President Trump from that state's GOP primary ballot. While speaking to CNN over the weekend, Schiannebello said she intends to adhere to the process. A Georgetown University professor and longtime CIA analyst is claiming many in the U.S. intelligence community will be working against Republicans in the coming election cycle. Dr. John Gentry is also pushing his new book titled Neutering the CIA. He said if former President Trump becomes the GOP nominee, government intel operatives are likely to be working overtime to achieve his defeat in 2024. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's an article that was titled, Five Things That Could Tank Biden. And I thought, Biden. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Biden is tanking Biden. And I talked about the media earlier. If the media reported to you on things that the truth, if the media reported the truth, what would the world look like? What would be the view of Joe Biden? What would be the view of Hunter Biden? What would you know about that family? What would you know about James and Frank and their crooked dealings? What would you really know about Ukraine and what the dealings were with the Biden family? What would we know about China's real influence on the Biden family? What would we know about this war between Russia and Ukraine? What would we know about the money that went to Hamas by way of Iran that Joe Biden approved? What would we know about that hostage swap? What would we learn about the prisoners that were the people still left in Afghanistan? And a host of other things. What would we know if they told us the truth? What would we learn about COVID? What would we learn about the vaccines and how much money went to Big Pharma? What would we learn about the collusion between government and Big Pharma and many of these other politicians? What would we learn, folks, about the stock market and Nancy Pelosi and all these other crooks that know what to invest in and when to invest in it at exactly the right time and how they've enriched themselves? What if we learned the truth about the people who supposedly are our agents, our legislators? They're supposed to be representing us. Think about it. Your rep, if you're an athlete, what does your rep get? Your rep gets a small percentage of your deal. What do our reps get? Who's really representing whom? You know what it is? We're representing the elites. That's the skill of the game is they've made us believe that we're being represented. If you're being represented, you should be getting the lion's share. Do you feel like you're getting the lion's share? Do you feel protected? Do you feel that they're really looking out for your best interest and your money? You have an accountant that is embezzling from you right in front of your face. They're literally going to dinner, bringing the whole family, their whole family. You're sitting there. They pick up the check, but their credit card has your name. It's attached to your account, but you think they're picking up the check. You're picking up the check. So anyway, they gave this thing about Joe Biden was five things that could tank him. And number one was his age. Obvious, right? What do we got to discuss about Joe Biden's age? The guy was old. He was older than Methuselah when he got into office, when they cheated him in. And he's even older now. So we know it. And now they've, he's just jokes about it. He talks, I'm 40. 40 times 2 plus 2 or whatever his age is, plus 1. He's an old clown that never should have been elected. And now they want to play it. Oh, he's just, come on. He's just your everyday old guy that can't walk and can't think and needs his wife and other handlers with him 24/7. That says the most stupid things you can ever imagine. Shakes hands with people. Imaginary people that don't exist will wander off a stage if you let him. Certainly can't, you know, I mean, he needs the button because he falls and can't get up. Anyway, that's number one. The second thing they said is the economy. I know, shocker, right? But Joe Biden doesn't take any blame for it. He says, no, it's not his fault. It's the way it's being reported to you. That's the problem. You only think that it's inflation. So what? The bag of chips you bought is a third the size that it used to be, but cost you twice as much. I mean, come on, what are you complaining about? Are there chips in the bag? You ever gone to like one of these dollar stores and everything is a dollar and you open a bag of chips and it's like total air? It's like one of those Mylar balloons. It's got two chips inside. You're like, whoa. That's essentially what's been happening. And they can fool you in certain things, but then there are things they can't fool you in. See, they can't fool you with gasoline. When you go fill up your car and you're like, what? My car cost over $100 to fill. I remember when a buddy of mine bought a big truck and he had two tanks and his gas, but he said, man, it cost me like $120 to fill up my tank. I was like, what? What are you driving, an 18-wheeler? And let me tell you, multiple times this year when I filled up, and I should say multiple times during the Biden administration, the Biden farce, I filled up my gas tanks for more than $100. Never thought it would be possible. Think about everything that we've made refinements in from electronics. Look at the television that you're on, the computer that you're on, the vehicle that you drive. Look at the quality of what's happened over the years. And we have a commodity that is in abundance, and they've driven the price of that commodity not down, not because we have better refining, we have more efficient cars and engines and additives, etc. No, it's doubled under Joe Biden, if not tripled. They have an industry they won't even work on because we got to go to green. I'm just giving you some ideas. Then they wonder why the economy. You wonder why the economy sucks? Because Joe Biden and the Democrats allow people to go in and rip other people off with immunity. Go in and go steal all you want. A multi-billion dollar business that retail calls shrinkage, but we know it as theft or shoplifting. They blame it on these organized gangs. It's not the organized gangs. It's the little guy taking a little bit every time. And that's the society they've built. Go get your little bit. Go get your $2, your $5, your $10 theft. Don't worry about it. It'll just get absorbed in the ether. And then you wonder why all these prices are shooting up. And why do you need a universal basic income or a so-called fair wage? Because these clowns do want to do that. And then worse, they encourage these thieves and these crooks. They don't even let them stay in jail. Why would I arrest you for a misdemeanor shoplifting? Why would I even bother? I'd rather just let you back out on the street. Oh, and by the way, we'll be letting out rapists and murderers, etc., in a big city near you. The next thing they say that Biden's got a problem with that could tank him is his approval ratings. See, that's not even a thing to be looking at. His approval ratings are based on his success rate, which, by the way, he doesn't have one. They're based on his failures. That's his approval rating. But what they're telling you by even announcing it is one of the things that's a problem is that Joe Biden's approval means they're letting the word get out that he's got a bad approval. By the way, there was a Democrat who said, don't let the smooth taste fool you. Don't let Joe Biden's approval rating fool you. He still got some tricks up his sleeve. Let me put it to you this way. As I said in 2020, There is no statistical way Joe Biden could beat Donald Trump. I tell you the same thing in 2024, only it's worse. So you got to ask yourself, if everybody on the Republican side vote for Donald Trump and your vote gets counted, what do you think that would do? It would crush the algorithm. Yet again, I hope you are involved in some sort of an election integrity thing in your state, particularly if you're in a battleground state. You better get involved, because the only way they can beat you is to cheat you. The next thing they say Joe Biden's got a problem with is his pro-Israel stance. Now, how is that? What, the teams of Muslims that they have allowed in the country are going to flip it? Is that what's going to flip Michigan to Donald Trump? Donald Trump has a pro-Israel stance. What Democrat's going to go into office and not have a pro-Israel stance? Name one. I mean, they will pretend to hate Israel publicly or whatever, but when they get in a room full of Jews, they're singing a Alida ha la, Alida ha la. I mean, trust me, it's a whole different world. So who doesn't? Who's going to go out and support Hamas or Palestine? And the final one, and this is the one I've been talking about. How can you even be talking about Joe Biden as a viable candidate when he's going to get impeached? Oh, yeah, there is a God in heaven and Joe Biden's going to get impeached. I don't have to say if there's a God in heaven. There is one. And he will be impeached. There's no other way for them to go. Joe Biden's guilty. And what's funny, I keep seeing these things like he's a viable candidate. Oh, Joe Biden, I mean, the poll numbers will change and the economy will shift and all. Okay, all that can happen. And where's Joe going to be? Are we going to stop looking into his LLCs? Those suspicious activity reports at the bank that he banks at? The money trail that he's left. By the way, Sarah Biden is where I'd be focused. Is she going to crack? I'd like to see the meetings. I'd like to see the chatter just among the Biden family. I'd love to see the cell phone records and all the chatter there. If the Trump family were the ones in question, you could bet they would be digging into their cell phone records, their bank records, where they're meeting. These people are meeting in enclaves to decide, how do we keep a handle on this? And the short answer is, welcome to 2024. They're not going to be able to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I find it incredible that the Democrats try to spin anything to do with Joe Biden. I mean, look, I don't know how you feel. Again, you guys know how I feel about old folks. I love them. But there's a time and a usefulness. In other words, I'm not going to ask my great-grandfather to go, push my car if it's stuck in the road. You get what I'm saying? There's a usefulness for everybody. Great for wisdom, but not physical stuff. And Joe Biden is way past his expiration date, but the Democrats act like he's a viable candidate.
You know, just wait and see. Boy, this economy's going to turn around. Joe's brain's going to fix itself. I don't know. We got stem cell research, and we're going to rebuild him as a cyborg. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. By the way, thank you to the gentleman who told me, Kevin, there's no message on your recording. We always thought there were. We recorded one, but we didn't set it up right. So if you do get the recording and you don't get the show, then there's a message that says, hey, you've gotten us, it is us, etc. So if you want to give us a buzz or contact us other ways, Facebook, X, etc. And I hope you do. If you are on X, connect with me at Kevin Jackson TBS, the @ at Kevin Jackson TBS. And we'll be making announcements on other partnerships that we have going into the new year. And we're going to, you know, keep doing what we do, what we've been doing now for going on 15 years. Actually, is it? Let's see, we started in 89. So, yeah, it's our 15th year. So we're going to keep delivering what we deliver and try to make it better. And that's what I worked on over the holidays, and I hope you will enjoy the fruits of our labor. Anyway, they go on. I was reading this article. They say Biden's poor approval numbers and polling show him trailing former President Trump, his likely opponent in 2024, have created frustration and anxiety within the party. And with some wondering if Biden is heading Democrats into a disastrous election that could cost them the White House and the Senate. Now, if everything's legit, they lose the White House, the Senate, and the House. They go on, they say, but a number of Democrats are criticizing the critics, arguing Biden should get more credit for improving the economy and positing his fortunes are likely to brighten in the months leading up to the election, which I equate to a trombone player with a pager. You know, he's an optimist. Joe Biden's not going to get any more clearer that this will be the most difficult year of his life. I predict that. And it isn't because I'm trying to play God. It's just because I know common sense. And I know what happens when your brain has the problems that Joe Biden has. And he's going to be in a highly stressful year. I mean, he's been under pressure for 3 years and he's cracked. Look at the results. I ask anybody, leftist, please call the program. Tell me what you like. Unless you're a member of the transgender community, there's nothing to like. It goes on. This one guy says, I'm very bullish on Biden's reelection in 2024. The economy is strong. We've recovered from COVID, and we're once again respected in the world. Most important said, does work remain? You bet, added Thomas. But if you ask the question in November, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? I believe a majority of Americans will answer a resounding yes. I am not kidding. That's what this guy said. When I talk about being detached from reality, people, that is what Democrats. They say the negative commentary of Biden's chances has notably come from former Obama senior advisor David Axelrod, who said last month the new poll showing Biden's approval rating hitting 37% is very, very dark for his reelection campaign. He also suggested that Biden step aside and that he has a 50-50 shot and winning in 2024. Now, the reason I bring this up, and we're going to get into another article here in just a second, but 50-50 shot, yet he's ahead on no poll. Joe Biden is upside down in almost every single category unless you put in Democrats. And even with Democrats, you'll be hard-pressed to find a poll where Joe Biden gets 80%, even as much as 70% of Democrats agreeing. I'm just saying, how can you win like that? You statistically can't, and you couldn't in 2020 either. So I'm telling you, don't rest on your laurels. I want to move on because this guy says this, because he's talking about, will Joe Biden step aside? And this is an article that says, there's no way Biden would go home to Delaware and voluntarily give up his office he pined for his entire political career, writes Eamon Javers of CNBC. As well as NBC's senior national political reporter, Peter Nicholas. That's the convention thinking in Washington, anyway, is what they said. Joe Biden's not stepping aside. They said, but what if Biden takes a hard look at the poll numbers
and concludes that he'd rather bail than risk losing to Trump, the GOP frontrunner? Or is he feeling every bit of his age, 81, and no longer wants all the travel and stress to come with the job? Or if he decides the negative attention heaped on his surviving son, Hunter, would subside if he took himself off the ballot and retired from politics. None of that is expected. Neither is it out of the realm of possibility. Over the last 50 years, he writes, Democrats have grown accustomed to a comparatively orderly and transparent process that empowered voters, not party bosses, to choose the presidential nominee. Biden's withdrawal from the race would disrupt all that, setting off a frenzied scramble for the nomination unlike anything most Americans have seen in their lifetimes. And I want to stop there, because that's what's going to happen. Joe Biden is going to step out. Don't know why. I have my suspicions. You know them. You probably have your own, and they coincide with mine. So that's going to happen. And this guy is telling you exactly what I've been saying. The frenzy's already begun, just so you know. People are waiting. Have you ever seen whippets when they're going to release the rabbit, and the owner of the dog has the whippet, and they're going to, you know, they race these greyhounds and whippets, and they hold them back, and the dogs are just like, I mean, you can just sense their angst. They are ready to go. They just can't wait. And then they release the rabbit, and the owner releases the dog, and that dog runs down that track as fast as he possibly can. Well, that's going to be your Democrats. A bunch of whippets waiting on that rabbit. And they're being held back by the Democratic machine. And I want you to imagine what the Democratic machine is going through right now. They got a fake president who is not up for the job. Nothing's going to turn around. I mean, they're pumping up the stock market. They got the Fed trying to drop interest rates. They are going to manipulate beyond belief. Okay? And while they're manipulating, you know, they're hoping this thing's going to change, but it isn't going to change, because the thing that they cannot control are those rascally Republicans who will impeach Joe Biden. See, right now, I keep talking about this, but it's worth repeating. We're acting as if Joe Biden has not a care in the world. Joe Biden hasn't even been they haven't even started pursuing this guy. Everything leading up to this is, you know, warm up. The game's about to start. Anyway, this guy goes on. He says, by early January, more than half of the filing deadlines to compete in party primaries and caucuses will have passed. So depending on when Biden were to exit the race, candidates would be jockeying to win over Biden delegates who suddenly found themselves without a candidate. See, that's what's going on behind the scenes now. It's too late. So these people are going, it's become a popularity contest in D.C. Who do we, I'm Gavin Newsom, I'm Kamala Harris, hey. Says the competition to succeed him will likely convulse the party ahead of the general election. Kamala Harris would surely make the case that she is the heir apparent. As the first black woman to serve as VP, she has a natural political base made up of the party's most loyal voters. They don't care about her. But here's what I like about this. They recognize that that rift exists. How does Gavin Newsom or whoever else, the people who are already in it, Marion Williamson and others, how do they get the black vote? Then how do they get the women vote? Then how do they get not gay man woman vote, that's the opposite of the LGBT? How do they get all these factions to want to coalesce behind who? And who's going to how much running can you do? All this jockeying is behind the scenes. And just so you know, that I know what's going on, it doesn't matter what jockeying they do. The decision of who is going to replace Joe Biden, I assure you, has already been made.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.